Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. An Australian first dive and snorkelling facility has been announced as part of the massive Sheraton Hotel complex that's proposed for the Hervey Bay Esplanade. Details are being unveiled in town by Jamie Durie today. The proposed complex will also include 424 residential apartments, 223 hotel rooms, a business lounge, retail space, and a 400-seat function and conference space. The proposal is still before the Fraser Coast Council. A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been disbanded after failing to reach a consensus on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee, chaired by an independent and made up of both LNP and Labor MPs, was dissolved during a fiery late-night parliamentary session yesterday. The Miles government accused the opposition of playing politics, while the shadow Youth Justice Minister, Laura Gerber, says the report included recommending exploring media regulation.
This report recommended that the media be regulated and gagged in relation to youth crime and reporting on youth crime.
From one committee to another, and wide bay farmers are being encouraged to voice their concerns about the prices they get for their produce. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions closed tomorrow. Committee Chair and Bundaberg MP Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say and it can be done anonymously.
These submissions and the hearings before the committee can be made confidential so that our farmers know that they have the confidence to be able to come forward and let us know what it is that these big supermarkets are doing to them. Because when it's impacting them, it's impacting their business and it's impacting families right across the region.
A public hearing will be held in Bundaberg on Monday. Briefly to sport, and the Queensland Women's Masters Hockey Trials are being held today in Maryborough. It's as the best players from across the state will descend on the Heritage City from tomorrow for the Queensland Championships.